Yeah, buddy, welcome back. We have a birthday in the G-Bag Nation. Eric Chiafalo, I think turning 31, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car, truck, wreck due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Find them online, frankelfirm.com. Back to the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius with the birthday roast.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, sir. Happy birthday
Thank
to you.
You.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
31.
It's my Jason Terry year.
Young Chiafalo in the building. Young Chiafalo right there. Way. Boy, your nuts ain't even dropped yet.
I know, man. I'm still waiting.
All right, let's see here. Where are we going to start? Where should we start? You had a question for Stephen Jones? You want to start there?
Yes. Damn. Let's just kick it off with the best, huh?
Or should we start with the stutter evolution? I don't know.
No. Oh, that's a good one to ease into things.
Okay. All right. I'll do that because I have no idea what this is, and it might be kind of funny. Shout out to you, Eric.
These sports are so cyclical, and they're and it's they are they have evolution.
So what have you done for me lately, Lee?
Evolution.
Save evolution. You can hear. You can. You
You're searching for the word.
The stutter is just acting as a defense mechanism.
Evolution.
For not knowing the word I'm going for.
It's so good.
Damn. Yeah, that's hilarious. I like that. Reminds me of another little stutter clip I have saved in this folder somewhere. I might find it in a second for you. But let's go to you. Another one. Confused, crappy question to Jared. Must be Jared Sandler.
Is this like the night before first day of school vibes for you? Is this like the most or one of the most excited eve of opening day you've ever been?
Sorry.
Jared couldn't even control his answer. I'm sorry. Like you've ever been?
Perhaps the worst question ever asked into a microphone.
No, we'll get better.
Jared's answer to that was even better than Steven's answer to the longest question ever.
Yeah, he was tickled by my incompetence.
All right, let's see what we got right here. I really don't know what I'm talking about is the title of this clip highlighting my man Eric Chiafalo on his birthday.
So I really don't know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Very, very quick and to the point.
Can't argue with it. All right, let's see here. What else Amazing. We got for you boys? Tony Gwynn.
Ouch.
Tony Gwynn.
This is great.
This is bad. This was in the G-Bag Nation. This was gut-wrenching.
Yeah, we were live at the ballpark.
Yeah, we were.
Damn.
My favorite thing throughout March Madness and the Final Four with your San Diego Aztecs was doing a little reading up on them and discovering that you, Tony Gwynn Jr., are the all-time assist leader for their basketball team. And that was my favorite stat of the day throughout the month of March.
Now, I got to tell you that's not me. I wish I was the all-time assist leader. That is actually my pops, who is the all-time assist leader for the Aztecs. It's still a record he holds to this day. It's amazing. It's almost been 40 years, and nobody's broken it yet. So a lot of people don't know. He was a pretty good hooper, for sure.
Yeah, including myself, as Walchuk is laughing at me. I thought that was you, and it's actually your dad. So joke's on me, Tony. Joke's on me.
Easily confused there, Tony. We love you, buddy. We really appreciate you.
that was the goodbye of the interview. That was the walk-off.
We're not coming back from this one. He answered it great, though. He didn't feel terrible about it.
He could have embarrassed
you. He was very classy about that. Thank you, Tony Gwynn Jr.
I just like how you set that up. Yeah, I've been reading, and this is my favorite question.
I'm so knowledgeable on this.
I've been reading. My subject matter before I go on the air.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it sucks.
I should backdoor that one with that long-ass question from Stephen Jones.
You know, one of the things, Stephen, I think most fans are, really curious about, not just with the Cowboys, but really across the league, it's one thing that fans and people like to talk about is just – you know, what the process is of making these in-game decisions in the moment, and it always really ends up falling back onto the plate of the head coach ultimately, but the process involved, how many people are involved in these decisions? For example, Greg Zuerlein, 59-yard field goal, some people would say, hey, maybe you should go for it there or whatever it may be, or calling a timeout, or you know, any type of in-game, in-the-moment decision. And I'm curious, kind of, what is the process like? Cool. Ultimately, when it's in that moment, is it really just Mike McCarthy deciding for himself, kind of based on the knowledge he has in lead up or whatever it is, just kind of a gut decision for him? Or are there people in his ear saying, hey, we should probably kick the field goal here, or hey, we should call the timeout here? What is it in game, the process like, when it comes to making those sort of game management decisions?
Well, you covered a lot of territory there.
How much do you hate listening to that?
It is so painful. And it's not a Band-Aid ripper. I mean, you got to really sink into that one.
Oh, it's long.
I needed the timeout.
That was terrific. I can't believe it was a bet payoff a year ago I asked that question.
It's really incredible.
Verbatim.
Verbatim,
that's
dude.
That's incredible.
That was
incredible
awesome.
Moment.
It was my retirement speech as well from Bet Payoff, apparently.
Yeah. It's a pretty good one to go out on.
No, next week's big payoff week for Dawson.
We're going big. Every day on Radio Row, bet payoff.
Oh, my gosh. Stephen Jones laughed at you at the end of that question, though.
No, he
took
a lot of ground.
A lot of ground there. You said a lot right there.
Holy crap, that's more than my dad talks.
Definitely not in a question drought.
Yeah. I'm not going to read a title to this one. I'll just play the audio.
My daughter Maya just crapped so hard that we had to run her under the shower.
That was one of my funniest moments of pandemic radio.
Yeah, that was
incredible.
That was when we lived at my parents' house the first year that we were married and we had the kid. It's COVID time, and during a commercial break, my wife's like, get in here, like, I need help. And it was a disaster.
Had a blowout.
Yeah. No doubt. It's just Zero and I, and then here comes Jerry. I'm like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, I was late getting back to the segment, so it was I had to be honest about that.
So good.
Sorry, Maya.
Well, some of it's like an exit wound on like a hollow tip point, you know, bullet or something like that.
Yes,
you can't put the baby down anywhere.
No.
You know, it's everywhere. Gosh, wherever you put down, it's going to have poop on it. So you're just like, let's get her over here to the shower.
I remember suggesting, like, should we go outside and hose her off?
Yeah, there you go.
I said to hose her
down.
Yeah,
just lay her
down
on the patio.
Yeah. There's crap everywhere.
Yeah, that's fertilizer for the grass.
That's right.
Keeping it with the kids.
And then we'll dive into the high school boys.
Mm. Wow. That's unfortunate. Wow. That's really unfortunate, man. My man.
Very, very, very. Wow. That was a swimming story, I believe.
Uh-huh.
City house party, maybe.
Yes.
Odd. That the evidence is damning.
Consider yourself schlonged.
You had a yeah. He got schlonged. Pizza-thon. Shout out to Pizza-thon, KMC masterpiece.
Oh, pepperoni.
Yeah, we got a Pizza-thon blunder here.
That's the Jason Garrett press conference, and they'll have more of that. KMC masterpiece Pizza-thon coming up next.
Pizza-thon.
More of that.
Pizza-thon. Touchdown.
Oh, that's good.
Touchdown, Eagles.
I said it like
Touchdown,
Merrill
Eagles.
Reese.
That was very Merrill Reese.
That's some morning drinking? You were doing morning drive that day?
I was doing morning drive. There was no booze involved. I was just so disoriented.
Sleep deprivation will do it, too.
Yeah.
This was my favorite one. Yeah, you decided to hit your jewel mid-question.
Dalton Miller.
He was hitting a vape mid-question, bro. And it was so cloudy when you got trying to talk.
That's amazing.
And at the NFL level, you need guys that are going to be able to cover.
Now, my other question for you is in regards to...
You ever hit a double perk?
My other question.
It was so cloudy.
It really was, dude. Now, that was my. Those were.
Hold on, I gotta hear it again, bro. I gotta hear that part.
Now, my other question for you is in regards to. I thought Walchuk had the next question. We were doing pandemic radio, so you understand you're not quite in harmony. And so I see that, this is back to me. So mid-rib, had to let it fly.
Today's your birthday, and in honorable of today, I'm going to play this clip for you, buddy.
Oh, in honorable of today's day.
Honorable. Stupid. I hate myself. This is actually really good news for, like, the Blake has to hear this and be like, hey, there's still a future.
Yeah, there's hope. There is hope.
Blake's got his notepad out right now.
Nah, he's flexing. Right, I'm looking right at him. He's flexing like, yeah, yeah. I can actually, there is a future for me here.
They won't fire me for these mistakes. Yeah.
Yeah, this is one of the first clips I ever heard you do, bro. That was so uncomfortable but still made me laugh. The awkward question to the wounded warrior, the amputee.
Yeah.
You know, you was asking the people like how they use the bathroom a lot.
Yeah, we were asking everybody, to be fair.
Yeah.
It would have been a disservice to this guy if I didn't ask him.
Yeah, that was 100% your bag. It got awkward, though. He's an amputee.
Now, I'm curious. This is you guys are getting caught in the crosshairs on this conversation we've had on our show.
Jeez.
Don't do it.
Over the last couple of weeks. I'm just curious.
Do
you lose respect for any of any male brethren who tells you in confidence that in the comfort of their own home, they will elect to sit to go pee? Now, BJ, we'll start with you. Is that something where it's immediate respect loss?
No, because some of my friends are missing both their legs, so you can't really, give them too much crap about that. Sorry about the dog in the back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm not rude. So.
Oh,
no.
Some of my friends are missing both their legs.
I mean, just a total lack of understanding for really the time and place, the situation.
It's only the second most uncomfortable question we've ever heard of the fan. You guys know what the number one is, right?
No.
Are you embarrassed?
Was it the Brian Toe question? Like, does your wife have busted up
food?
No, that's a pretty good one.
No. It was when Gavin Dawson asked Jerry Jones, is Dez Bryant going to go last Boy Scout on the field one day?
That was not it either. Although that's in contention.
Are you worried about him pulling out?
That's in contention.
Let's dig that one out.
I think also top five or top ten would be me asking Vince Carter if he could still dunk good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Will they get amnestied?
I mean, they kind of moved into a layup at some point in his career. But no, it was RJ Choppy asking Jim Kelly why he still lives in Buffalo.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ouchie. My son's buried there.
that was the response.
Might be tough to move. I'm surprised Chop didn't say, well, you can move the body, you know, get you down to Florida.
Jeez.
Right up. Yeah.
Jeez.
Would you need some shovels?
Man, I wish I had that audio of you asking Jerry Jones about Dez Bryant pulling out a gun, shooting somebody. Because you immediately said sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a horrible question.
My bad. Terrible question.
Yeah.
Dump that, Lucius. Jeez. Jeez, dump that.
It was live at Premier Grilling.
Yep. Yeah. But this is about Eric, because today is his birthday. Mr. Eric Chiafalo turning 31 on us. He had an awkward Dickie V situation.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Big Dub Dick Vitale. He tweeted out literally just 30 minutes ago. He says, my report on the biopsy of the lymph node in my neck has arrived, and it is cancerous. With all the prayers I have received and the loving support of my family, friends, and ESPN colleagues, I will win this battle. Surgery on Tuesday will be a success. Thanks for all the prayers. So
is that a dub?
So that is not a dub, but it's a dub for positivity for Dick Vitale.
Yeah, hopefully the surgery goes well.
Keeping his spirits up.
He's okay.
Or maybe when I saw the original tweet, I read it to where he was okay.
He was cancer-free.
Yeah.
Because as you said cancerous, I thought, wait a second.
I thought this was a cancer-free tweet, and it wasn't. So I will go ahead and take that L. Maybe the biggest L, though.
Cancerous, cancer-free, tomato, tomato.
Should we just go to break now and get to LA? Gosh dang it. All right, on a Friday.
Gosh dang it. All right. That was tremendous.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. That was biggest L, biggest dub.
You're realizing, oh, crap.
Big dub to Dickie V. It's cancerous.
Jeez.
Oh, no. That's awful.
And it comes full circle, though, because we just got the announcement. Yes. He's about to call a Duke game, right? Or has he done it yet?
He's called Duke game. Cancer-free.
Cancer-free.
Yes, Dickie V. That's our guy. Dickie V.
Hey. You know what? Hey. You thought Milwaukee was a state?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I did at one point. There was a time.
there was one night.
Yeah. Hey, Blake, you up, bro? You all right?
Yeah. That's right, Blake.
You're all right.
Right on track.
Yep.
He's on pace.
Gosh, these are great days.
Here we go.
Yeah.
One more thing. If I told you an amateur porn shoot got a gas station to possibly close.
I'm asking, where is this gas station and how can I get there, baby?
It's closed. They're not.
What state do you think it would be in?
Florida.
Rhode Island.
Louisiana.
You would all be wrong. And shocking news this evening.
Kentucky. Oh,
man. It's Milwaukee.
Oh.
That's not a state.
Wisconsin?
That's Wisconsin. The state is Wisconsin.
I'm out of here.
Little Colby Sapp there, Wisconsin.
Colby Sapp, dude. Reggie, quickly. With the geographical understanding of my mistake. That was. But Walt, I think Walchuk actually stole the show on that one. Walchuk stole the show.
With the
I'm asking, where is it? And how can I get there?
Wow. Yeah. That was pretty marriage, kid. Well, wild time in life.
It's good.
Delicious.
Oh, my bad. I'm just. So wow. I said a lot right there. It's still in my head. I'm sorry. How about this one? What is you got? Leaking confidence on a tease? Oh, boy.
No Mavericks surprise. Are playing tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, they are against the Bulls. And we are about to go around the around the rim basketball. Are we basketballing right
now? No, we're not going to basketball.
Did you give me the wrong? I feel like I'm
we're
looking
not
at the
basketball.
Wrong.
I'll go ahead and take this because you've completely fumbled all over yourself.
Excellent work there.
We've got there's some Rangers news. We are the home of the Texas Rangers here. Texas Rangers baseball 105.3 the fan.
the pandemic dynamics, yeah, man.
I think the whole thing was crap. That was really bad on both of our ends.
It was top tier.
Terrible. That was good. It's all right. We didn't rim there.
Wow.
Well, I have to play this one before we get out of here for sure. You misunderstood a question from my man, Brian Broaddus. I've never heard this one before. Maybe I have. I'll be hearing it for the first time. Happy birthday to you, buddy.
Thank you.
Which okay, if you could hook up with a sport.
Oh my God. Jeez, Broaddus.
I'm just saying, if you could hook up with a sport, which sport would you hook up with?
I got to narrow it down to one.
That's what I'm saying.
You could probably find some really good soccer.
I'm a pigskin guy.
Soccer gals.
Soccer.
The track and field.
Track and field.
Wait, beach volleyball. Oh, when you said the sport, I thought you just meant like which sport do you love so much that you want to just literally make love to the sport?
That
was
football. No,
I'm sorry, I misunderstood the question.
Why?
We've had some baddie gymnasts.
What? What?
Well, Chuck was doing a nice job in there. Good journalism.
It was some good journalism. Some baddie gymnasts. Really good analysts there.
Well, what was Broaddus's question? If you could hook up with a sport.
Yeah. I kind of get why you thought that.
I thought he meant like just you love a sport so much. Yeah. Wow, I forgot about that.
That's a bad idea.
It's a great question.
What sport did Brian have in mind?
Oh, I was thinking the gymnast.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
I told you about the gymnast.
But Dawson, we were watching so much volleyball too.
Yeah, we were watching a lot of volleyball.
Yeah.
Some of those college softball teams look pretty athletic.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you about them gymnasts. They're amazing when they're young. When they get older, they turn into little buff dwarfs. Strong as hell, mean as ever, because they're athletic.
Hey,
and they're, you know,
strong as hell.
They're strong
Those
as hell.
Dwarves can be very aggressive.
Very, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
very aggressive.
One night, was that at Duke's in Addison?
Yeah,
they had the remember Richard Hunter used to bring in the dwarf wrestling.
He sure did.
Oh,
yeah,
no way.
And those boys,
you'd run into it behind the scenes. They're going to the bar. They're looking to fight.
Yeah,
they're all worked up.
They're so ornery. They're just ornery as hell.
Very confident too.
Calm down. Short tempers.
They'll look you in your knee and tell you they're going to whoop your ass.
They will. And then they will.
Yeah.
Stan Campbell.
They'll really fight a kneecap. Why am I thinking of Zero?
Yeah, I know. He's very dwarfy.
I love you, Zero. But he is
Yeah, he is too. He got them little jeans. His jeans are so little. I want to know where he gets them sometimes.
Tough skins.
He hit me up. He was like, hey, I got some hand-me-down clothes if your four-year-old needs it. I was like, all right.
All right, man, that's it.
Thank you, Lucius.
Thanks, Lucius.
The B-Day Roast of Eric Chiafalo here in the G-Bag Nation. If you have a gift for him, you still have about 18 minutes to get up here. We're at Brass Tap in Rockwall. It's brought to you by our friends at Stella Artois.
And we'll be back with the crosstalk. We'll find out what they have cooking on the Fan After Dark tonight coming up next year in the nation.